Good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Jennifer here filling in for the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. Rosie and Romy are in Tucson, miking up for the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. So stay tuned. We have lots of good stuff lined up today. We're talking here at the Charlotte Hall Museum with Steve Whitley, who's the museum grounds supervisor and master gardener. After the bottom of the hour break, we're going to be talking with the curator of anthropology, Ms. Dr. Sandy Lynch, about some new projects they have going on here. You're going to really find it interesting. But Steve, I wanted to give you kind of the control of the topic the rest of this time. You know, this is your baby, this grounds, and I know there's things that you have a real passion for and a heart for. What do you want people to know about this grounds?
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about is, the Margaret McCormick Rose.
Okay.
She was the wife of the second territorial governor, and she passed away in childbirth and was buried here before she was taken up and moved back east. A lot of the pioneer people brought a lot of their favorite plants with them. They brought seeds, cuttings, and rootings. Well, apparently Margaret McCormick brought a French Purcell rose here.
French what?
French Purcell rose.
Okay.
And it's got a red flower with kind of a whitish center, and it is planted in front of the governor's mansion.
And it does well here.
And it does very well here. And then at one time, a local lady dug it up and took it to her house because the mansion went into private hands, and then it was later brought back. So we have a whole row in front of the governor's mansion of the Margaret McCormick Purcell Rose.
So is that something very unique to Charlotte Hall? If somebody in the area wanted one of those, is there a place to get those?
I might be able to get them a cutting, but I think there's probably a few around, and it's kind of like the Yellow Rose of Madrid that was also brought here the same way. There's patches of it around Prescott, Chino Valley, and other places.
So you just need to know somebody.
Yeah, and then that's something I could get you rooting of. But
is that the Yellow Rose of Texas, the same thing?
Well, yeah, because they said it might have gone to Texas also, so that might be the Yellow Rose of Texas.
Ah,
but
okay.
I don't know. But the closest I could come up as far as identifying it is a Harrison's Double.
So there's a lot of history involved in understanding these roses and where they came from and who had them and
yeah.
who brought them.
Yeah, we have a lot of history with plants here. I read an article in Arizona Highways, March of 1952, and then this is where I've got some of this information.
Okay.
In fact, we have English ivy growing on the Charlotte Hall building. And that the cutting of that was supposedly came from the Blarney Castle in Ireland.
Really? I've
been there.
Which
is very interesting.
How cool is that? And so somebody would have brought it a little. They would have had to keep it wet, right?
Would keep it moist, yeah. They could wrap it in mm-hmm. something, rags or something, to keep the roots moist.
Can you imagine somebody coming across?
Or they'd bring it in a pot. They brought it in the wagons.
And just think how much they had to protect that all the way across the ocean and across the land.
For what? However long it took them to get from back east to here, yeah.
Do we treasure things like that anymore? No, I don't think so, because it's too easy to get, right?
Yes, too easy.
Well, some things, but a lot of these varieties you can't get.
Right.
that's the thing. And then also in that article, there was a fish pond that I see, and they had a nice picture of it. Well, that was long gone when I started here, so I built a new one in the exact same location. So.
And we also had the rose garden itself used to be right where we are seated right now.
It here where the Lawler Center is.
Originally, it was seated right here next to where we are, and it's about 100 yards away from or 50 yards away from the Rose Garden.
Roughly,
now.
Yeah.
How long ago did that transition happen?
Middle of the 70s was when the...
I think when this museum center was built.
Right, for the construction of this particular building. And so all of the roses were dug up and moved all the way down there. And then I understand, Stephen, you can correct me and illuminate, but you found that there were some real challenges by moving them to the north side because the ground had to be brought up.
Yeah, there's a layer of granite underneath our soil here.
Yes.
I couldn't hardly keep anything alive out there. I had about half the roses, so hired a man to build a rock wall and raise the rose garden up a foot because roses, they like a lot of water. But they like good drainage. They don't like to sit in water. They don't like wet feet.
Okay, so it works out pretty well here.
Yes.
You're going to be really surprised. Now we have 1 minute left. And I know that one thing you wanted to do was acknowledge all the volunteers here.
Oh, yes.
How many do you think there are?
I have 9 volunteers that work for me.
Yeah.
I mean, we have over 200 that work for the museum.
You know, it
and
shows.
We couldn't do it without them. It I mean, these people are wonderful. And without them, I couldn't keep this place looking as beautiful as it is. They just helped me out so much.
I love the passion of everybody that works here and just the way they embrace all the visitors. It's not easy to be a good host all the time.
That's right.
But I've never seen anything other than welcoming, warm, come on in and enjoy. Stay tuned for Dr. Sandy Lynch and the new project at the Charlotte Hall Museum.